there's a child care gap across the country of more than 30%, meaning the need for quality child care far outweighs the supply. And it's worse in rural areas. As Harvest Public Media's Xcaret Nunez reports, rural parents often cobble child care together with friends and family, drive miles away to a daycare, or leave their jobs altogether.
It's pickup time for the kiddos at the Stillwell School's daycare in Stillwell, Oklahoma.
Bye-bye!
All the children here have parents who work for the small town school. The district opened the daycare in late 2019 in an effort to try and recruit new teachers.
We have people that would love to work at Stillwell, but they've told us that they can't take the job because we don't have daycare.
That's Matthew Brunk, the assistant superintendent at Stillwell Public Schools, who helped start the daycare. Brunk says he proposed the idea to the superintendent after he and his wife moved to Stillwell and had a difficult time finding any child care in town.
So, I mean, talk about panic. We had no idea what we were going to do.
The lack of daycare in Stillwell isn't unusual. Nearly 60% of rural families don't have access to child care, according to a 2018 study by the Center for American Progress.
Child care is a key issue for rural development and really speaks much more broadly to general workforce attraction and retention.
That's Shoshana Inwood, a rural sociologist and an associate professor at Ohio State University. She says the lack of child care in rural communities often forces parents to make tough decisions.
When families don't have access to child care, somebody needs to leave the workforce or to stay home and take care of the children. So that's sacrificing additional household income.
But not only does a lack of access to child care have a financial impact on families, it can have an emotional toll too. Ashley Fikowski is a mom of three living on the outskirts of Rolla, Missouri, where she says the only child care options she would be comfortable with are at least an hour away.
We were really surprised, having moved from St. Louis, that there was no child care unless you went through a church.
Fikowski stayed home and planned to reenter the workforce in 2020 when her first child was in kindergarten. But then she learned she was pregnant with twins.
I mean, the decision kind of made itself, but I really struggled with it a lot, especially at first. I was like so ready to return to work.
She and her husband are now hoping to move out of their small town to be closer to family and childcare so she can go back to work. Fikowski and her husband's struggle isn't unique. Nearly 30% of Missouri parents reported leaving a job or not taking a job in the last 12 months because of issues accessing childcare, according to a U.S. Chamber of Commerce Foundation report. It's a nationwide issue that most recently grabbed the American Farm Bureau Federation's attention. Emily Buckman is the director of government affairs and specializes in rural affairs for the organization. She says after hearing concerns from young families across the country about the lack of childcare access, the Farm Bureau put it on its list of Farm Bill priorities.
They see it as one of those elements that is kind of a make or break for folks wanting to live the rural life.
But there's no clear solution. Inwood of Ohio State University says creating quality and accessible childcare goes beyond building more daycares.
There's still the issue of how do you pay for that labor? Because childcare workers themselves are some of the most underpaid workers out there who don't have good benefits.
Back in Stillwell, Oklahoma, Matthew Brunk says the daycare currently has a wait list.
We don't want anybody that's great for our school system and great for our kids to turn down a position because lack of child care in the community.
So the district will soon open a new facility and expand from 12 to 20 kids. I'm Xcaret Nunez, Harvest Public Media.